Mitch, please.
All right, guys. Yesterday, we got some sound from former Guardians manager and current Reds manager, Terry Francona, who appeared on Corey Kluber's Casa de Club podcast yesterday. In talking about their days with Cleveland, Tito was asked,
what's the name of the podcast?
Is it not Casa de Club? Did I get that wrong?
You just said it so quickly, I didn't hear you. So go ahead. I'm sorry.
In talking about their days with Cleveland, Tito was asked about the 2019 incident involving Trevor Bauer launching a baseball over the center field wall in Kansas City.
When I walked to the mound and I thought I saw what I saw, and I remember I said to him, like, you know, what the F is wrong with you? And he started to explain, and I think he realized right away that he really screwed up. And I kind of shooed him away and I said, I'll meet you in the clubhouse. And I always waited on the mound. Tyler Clippard was coming in, and I gave the ball to our catcher, and I said, here, give this ball to Clip. And I went in after Trevor, and we went down on the tunnel, and I was yelling at him so hard, so loud, and so much that I started getting a pain going down my neck that I just stopped and walked away because I thought I was going to have a heart attack. I looked at Trevor, and Trevor's looking at me like, are you done, or is there more? And I just couldn't. I thought I was going to have a heart attack, so I just walked away and went up to the dugout. The funny part was when the inning was over, Clippard comes in, and I'm not in a good place, and he walks right up to me, and he goes, Skip, I think he had something left. And I didn't want to laugh, but I had to.
Oh, Tito. See, that's what you miss, right? That's what you miss. And the fact that...
Good luck to Teats, man.
Trevor Bauer has caused a lot of heartache for a lot of people. And it almost was the manager, like literal heartache.
Let's put some signs together. That was Trevor Bauer's last game as a Cleveland Indian. He was traded to...
Cincinnati.
The Cincinnati Reds.
Oh, my goodness. You're right.
A reunion.
You're right.
Sure, Tito, vouch for him.
I will go down to the ball fields. We are actually playing a tournament in Cincinnati this spring. I will find out what they're saying. Do they want Trevor Bauer back?
That is. Cincinnati?
To this day, I will say, and you didn't get to be a part of it because you had other obligations. Got any other media obligations?
Yep.
The Trevor Bauer interview was the most in-depth interview I've ever done, and I walked away going, I learned so much.
That extra hour wait in the tunnel was
worth it. I waited in the tunnel for an hour. He came over. He was so nice. If I wanted to go an hour with him, he would have allowed. I was out of questions.
The moment that you asked him about the stick that he used, he was like, oh, this guy gets it, and he became the nicest guy in the world.
He was.
And wanted to do... We could have done a podcast that day
with him.
He
was incredible, and he's been basically blackballed from Major League Baseball.
Well, not over there at the baseball fields in Avon Lake. They ask about him all the time. According to Owen.
I hear it when I'm in Nordonia.
Well, I'm sure he will still be out of baseball next year, and you will still be being asked the questions next year.
Is it too late to pick him up for a possible Game 5 against Google?
Yes, it is. Jim in Strongsville. Hello.
Jimmy.
Ken. Thanks, boys. I appreciate it.
Glad to have you.
Listen, the Browns aren't taking a quarterback in this draft. You know what they're doing? Think about your owner. Your owner is enamored with the Mannings. What do you think this... We tanked 2 years in a row in the past.
Oh, great call. Oh, my God. That's right. However, point, counterpoint. Ready? What did his uncle do?
Oh,
do you want to sit around and wait?
If Jimmy's as close with Peyton as everybody... I'm not saying I want to wait. I'm just telling you, your owner falls in love with people, and it's over.
So we're definitely not taking Ewers this year.
I don't think so.
Boy, you better make sure you are the number one pick after next year, because they would be... He looks like he's the real deal, Arch Manning.
I'm just saying, he's tanked before. He's already got 1 year tank in him.
He's done
for another
before,
year.
And he'll do it again.
Thanks, boys.
Thank you, Jim. That's a hell of a point. I didn't think about that, and I remembered somebody brought up Arch Manning as a joke like a couple of weeks ago when they got beat by the Giants. I don't know. They already mix all together. It's only been 5 games. And that was my thought. I go, well, you remember what his uncle did, and it worked out for his uncle's a Hall of Famer. He won 2 Super Bowls. It worked out for him.
I saw some other people saying that already, like, there's no way Sanders is going to play for the Browns. There's no way he would come to Cleveland. I'm like, we've had so few instances of this actually happening with quarterbacks. Don't we have 2? Is that all we have? Well, Elway.
And Manning.
Manning.
There was the stuff they said about Caleb Williams that I don't know if that's true. About him wanting a stake of ownership or something like that. Like, you can wish in one hand and you know what in the other. Chuck and Lyndhurst, go ahead.
Hey, good morning, guys. Probably some of the other old-timers like myself will remember, but I don't understand why putting a quarterback in for a spark has become such a big deal. And they used to put the second stringer in before halftime. John Madden used to put the emergency quarterback in before the end of the game. George Blanda used to go in there as a third stringer and bring a spark to the team. Now it's become such a controversy to put the backup in. I can't understand it. Well, let me also say what we've said for 55 years. Let me be the first to say it. Wait till next year, fans.
All right, Chuck said it.
Well, it has a nice ring to it.
Get a win tonight, Guardians. Or this afternoon, Guardians, please.
What do you think about day baseball? What do you think? Here we go again. Excited about it?
Tremendous fan of day baseball. Are you kidding? 3 o'clock today?
Saw some people complaining. There's 4 games today.
Welcome to my world.
In Major League Baseball.
Coach Owen might be a little late to practice tonight, guys.
Uh-oh.
5:30 practice. Let's wrap her up by 5:30.
I had to do the 5 and the 6, and I was late to practice on Monday, and I wondered if the other coaches thought I was watching the game, and that's why I was late. I was like, there is video evidence of me working. But still, I don't know what they're texting about me behind my back. Don't think I haven't noticed. Big thanks to everybody who joined us today. Zach Meisel, excellent as always. I mean, just scrum-trelescent.
It's like Thursday, 6:08.
He says Guardians...
But I have to cancel Thursday practice.
He says Guardians in 4. So there you go. Also, big thanks to everybody who joined us for Around the AFC North. They all said they'd bench Deshaun Watson. Go Guardians. For Big Country, for Jeff, for Mitch, for the Slippery Wizard Anthony Lima, I'm Ken Carman. Have a wonderful day, my friends. Go Guardians.